Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 21, The Dust Bowl. The Dust Bowl was one of the most severe environmental catastrophes in American history, a devastating period of ecological and economic upheaval that swept through the Great Plains during the 1930s. Caused by a combination of poor agricultural practices, prolonged drought, and harsh economic conditions, the Dust Bowl transformed fertile farmland into barren wasteland. Its impact was felt not only in the affected regions, but across the United States, as it forced millions of people to abandon their homes and livelihoods in search of survival. The origins of the Dust Bowl can be traced to the rapid agricultural expansion that began in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Great Plains, a vast expanse of flat, fertile land, was seen as the perfect location for farming. Encouraged by government policies and the promise of prosperity, settlers moved into the region in large numbers, converting native grasslands into fields of wheat and other crops. Advances in mechanized farming made it easier to cultivate large areas of land, and a series of wet years in the 1910s and 1920s created the illusion that the region could support sustained intensive farming. However, the grasslands of the Great Plains had evolved to withstand the region's harsh conditions, including strong winds and periods of drought. The deep-rooted native grasses helped anchor the soil, preventing erosion even during dry spells. When these grasslands were ploughed under to make way for crops, the protective layer was removed, leaving the soil vulnerable to the elements. Farmers, driven by demand and profit, paid little attention to the long-term consequences of their practices. This disregard for sustainability set the stage for disaster. The situation worsened when a severe drought struck the Great Plains in the early 1930s. With little rainfall, crops failed, and the soil, no longer anchored by vegetation, began to blow away in the region's relentless winds. Massive dust storms, known as black blizzards, swept across the plains, carrying millions of tons of topsoil hundreds of miles. These storms turned daylight into darkness and buried homes, fences, and machinery under thick layers of dust. The air was filled with fine particles, making it difficult to breathe and causing health problems, particularly dust pneumonia, a potentially fatal condition that affected many residents. The economic impact of the Dust Bowl was devastating. The Great Depression was already in full swing, and the collapse of the agricultural sector in the Dust Bowl region added to the misery. Farmers who could no longer grow crops were unable to pay their mortgages, leading to widespread foreclosures. Communities that had once thrived on farming and agriculture were reduced to poverty, with families forced to sell their possessions or abandon their land altogether. Many became migrants, traveling westward to states like California in search of work and a better life. These displaced people, often referred to as Okies, regardless of whether they were from Oklahoma, faced a harsh and uncertain reality. They were met with hostility and discrimination in the places they sought refuge, as local residents viewed them as competition for scarce jobs. Many ended up in overcrowded migrant camps, living in squalid conditions and struggling to find steady employment. Their plight was famously chronicled in John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath, which highlighted the human suffering caused by the Dust Bowl and the economic inequality of the era. The Dust Bowl also had profound environmental consequences. The loss of fertile topsoil in the Great Plains was catastrophic, transforming once productive farmland into desolate wasteland. The long-term damage to the soil meant that even after the drought ended, much of the land was slow to recover. The region's ecosystem, already fragile, was pushed to its limits, with wildlife populations declining as their habitats were destroyed. The Dust Bowl served as a stark reminder of the delicate balance between human activity and the natural environment. In response to the crisis, the federal government implemented a series of measures to address both the immediate suffering and the underlying causes of the Dust Bowl. President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal included programs aimed at providing relief to struggling farmers and restoring the damaged land. The Soil Conservation Service, established in 1935, introduced techniques to prevent soil erosion, such as contour plowing, crop rotation, and replanting grasslands. Farmers were encouraged to adopt these practices to stabilize the soil and make the land more resilient to future droughts. Tree planting initiatives, such as the creation of windbreaks, helped reduce the impact of the winds that had carried away so much of the topsoil. Education campaigns promoted the importance of sustainable farming, fostering a shift in attitudes towards land management. These efforts, combined with the return of wetter weather in the late 1930s, eventually helped to mitigate the worst effects of the Dust Bowl. However, the scars it left on the land and the people who lived through it would take much longer to heal. The Dust Bowl is a cautionary tale of the consequences of unsustainable human activity and environmental mismanagement. It exposed the vulnerabilities of relying too heavily on natural resources without regard for their limitations, and underscored the importance of balancing economic growth with ecological stewardship. The disaster also highlighted the resilience of those who endured it, as they adapted to extraordinary challenges and rebuilt their lives in the face of immense hardship. Today, the Dust Bowl remains an important part of American history, a symbol of both human folly and determination. Its lessons are particularly relevant in the context of modern challenges, such as climate change, deforestation, and desertification. The story of the Dust Bowl serves as a reminder of the need to care for the environment and to take proactive measures to ensure that the mistakes of the past are not repeated. The resilience of the human spirit, as demonstrated by those who survived the Dust Bowl, continues to inspire efforts to build a more sustainable and equitable future. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.